Blog Talk Radio.
Some nights I stay up, catching in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man, and we are glad that you are here with us tonight. We're going to run through a little bit of the whole lowdown and how we roll here on Sherry's World. When we go to bring you on to the call, I'll say your area code, and then I'll ask your name, where you're calling from, and then what we want you to do is give us a little synopsis, cliff note deal of the weather going on in your area. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and give you whatever message Spirit has in store for you for today. Also, when we bring you on the line, please make sure that all your speakerphones, external speakers, anything that can provide any audio feedback into the line that would cause us a hard time to hear you or you to hear us, make sure those are turned off so we can have a clear audio message for you here on the show. And also, we want to remind you guys that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. With that being said, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
How's it going?
It is going, actually. It seems like I have had to do a lot of administrative stuff before the show today, and it's usually not like that. It's usually bang, zip, zoom, and we're right into it.
Well,
I know, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm not an astrologer. I don't know about the retrograde and all that stuff. So,
You know what? I really don't. I don't pay attention to all that Mercury retrograde stuff.
I don't either. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, me either. It hasn't affected my audio equipment, my mics, my headphones, the mixer board, my computer. I mean, oh my gosh, Mercury's in retrograde. You better be careful. All the electronic stuff is going to whack you.
I know.
No, it's never, ever happened to me. I will say, however,
I have so many friends, yeah, that are just crazied up when it comes in. It's such in fear. I don't even notice
it. Right. I will say, though, that every time that your sister and I do a show and we start talking about extraterrestrial things, we start having audio problems. Audio problems all the time, all day, every day while the show is going on. That's crazy to me.
I love aliens and extraterrestrials.
Yeah, I do too.
It's funny you should mention that. All day long today, I love YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How did we ever live without YouTube and the internet?
Right.
I listen to all of these downloads about Arcturians, Palladians, Sirians, Andromedans. I've come to the conclusion that I'm a Sirian. And I don't want to get too deep because I may lose some of my listeners. But last night before I went to bed, I believe that everybody, of course we're all one. We all come from God. But I believe that we also come from different star seeds or starships. And
Right. So
before I went to bed last night, I said, ooh, I want to take me to my starship. It was so weird. I normally don't remember my dreams. I woke up this morning. I even talked to Debbie today about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they took me into a healing chamber. And they showed me something to do with my hands. And I put up both of my pinkies and both of my index fingers. And I put my pinky fingers, like my palms are facing towards me. I put my pinky fingers on my kind of by my throat chakra, and then I put my index fingers on my collarbone, and I press. And when I – there's something that happens when I do that. I can't even explain it. It's a calming sensation, but yet I feel like it takes me somewhere else.
Right.
I know this sounds weird and I'm crazied up, but I've been doing nothing but listening about – well, I work a lot with the Arcturians and the Greys because, as you know, I was raised around all the UFOs and
right,
the ghosts.
Right, yeah. Right.
But, yeah. So I'm going to dive a little bit deeper, not today, but who knows, in the weeks to come – something fun may come from this. Something very
awesome.
Interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. But to switch gears, did you ever go through, when you went to that house for the haunting, did you
the
ever
audio
go
files?
Through your audio clips? Yeah.
I did go through the audio files. I had two files to go through. I've gone through the second file a couple times already. I pulled 8 EVPs out of it.
Wow.
I have to load them up into the Blog Talk control panel for you guys to be able to hear them. But, I can tell you what they are. Hold on a second. Oh, there we go. I've got one that actually says, "Get out." And this is a woman's voice. It's a woman's voice, an older woman's voice telling, you know, us to get out of there. I've got a man's voice saying that's a red dress. For you guys that haven't heard the story before, the place that we went to was at a seamstress shop, and she sells formal wear, so prom dresses, ball dresses, bridesmaid dresses, wedding dresses, stuff like that. And there was a red dress at the shop, and it's a man's voice saying "red dress."
Wow.
I got a moan, an older man's moan. We were talking with the store owner, and we were just standing there chit-chatting about, you know, some of the stuff that they've got going on and what they've seen and heard and the activity that's going, you know, presently in their place. And I got a Class A EVP of a shh, like, you know, shut up, be quiet. I got the store owner's name in an EVP. It was a female voice.
Oh,
I got
names are
yeah.
Awesome.
I got an EVP that's a shh and a giggle at the same time. So it's like shh.
Oh, that gave me cold chills. I'm ready for Halloween.
I got a humming, a gentleman humming. What else? I have one more. There's one that's combined. It's a get out and a humming. In the same EVP. So it's like, get out. I was like, oh.
God, if I hear somebody say, get out, I'm free. I'm packing up. I'm out. I would
really?
Be so scared. Yes.
Well, to me,
but you don't know that they're saying get out while you're there. You only
right.
know it after the fact when you do the listen to it again.
See,
if I go
I look at
and
it,
I hear a spirit say, get out, I'm gone.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a chicken.
No. Well, it could be, you know, get out, quit bothering me. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, no, that's it. No, I'm not going to get out. Okay. You know, I don't know. But the audio is pretty good, and I'll try to upload a couple since I have them now and maybe be able to play some for you guys actually next week. I just didn't have any chance this week to upload it to Blog
yeah,
Talk.
Yeah, that takes forever.
Right. So, and I still have another
file to go
through.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that.
And it's about an hour and a half long. And
wow.
And this is going to sound terrible. My energy this week has just been, I haven't felt like doing diddly squat.
Mine has too.
Yeah.
I concur.
I mean, I slept almost 12 hours last night into today.
I did too.
I don't do that.
I slept 12 hours last night.
Yep. I'm a 5 or 6 hour a night guy.
Me too. 4 or 5 hours. I slept 12 last night. And I was still tired.
Yeah. I mean, I could go upstairs and take a nap right now.
I could too. I could lay down right here on the floor. So
right?
If I'm doing reads and you hear...
I'll wake you up.
I'm out.
Right.
That's so funny.
But, you know, it's been pretty cool. There's a lot of paranormal activities coming up. Of course, you know, we're getting closer to October. And we've got events and stuff that are going on that, let's see. Okay. Sorry, I was looking at the calendar. Like the 25th of August, there's a Hannah House event in Indianapolis at the Hannah House Mansion. And it's a paranormal meet and greet. Everybody comes out. There's groups and there's, you know, readers, there authors and experienced. And I hate this word, but claimed experienced demonologists, vendors of all sorts, shapes, colors, sizes. I mean, just a bunch of cool, really cool stuff. And if you guys get a chance to check that out, if you're in the Indianapolis area on the 25th, which is Saturday, go check that out because it is actually the very last Hannah House meet and greet.
I know, I saw
that.
Is that this
year,
Saturday? So. It's not this Saturday, is it?
No, it's a week
no,
from.
No, it's not this Saturday. I know, you're putting pressure on me because we've had this talk.
Right.
Still on
well,
the fence,
I mean, don't
we'll
don't
see.
Feel too pressured because I'm having... I'm having family in the following weekend, so I don't know that I'm going to have to stay home and prep the house for visitors. Not that it's terrible. It's just, you know, I want to clean the carpets before they come. I want to make sure everything is dusted up real nicely and, you know, everything is presentable, all that good crap. You know how people are when you have company coming over and you got to have everything just right.
I do.
The same way. So, yeah, I don't know. It's still kind of up in the air, and I need to start, you know, talk to the wife about it a little bit and see what she has to say. But anyway, so we have anything else going on?
No, that's about it.
Yeah, we are too exciting. I'm telling you what, we have way too much going on
I'm
in our
just
lives.
Like,
wow.
Let's just maybe we should get into reads, and once I get spirit rolling through me, maybe I don't care how tired I am. My husband gets mad at me because I'll be like, oh, I'm so tired. And if somebody calls for a read, when spirit comes through me, I get so much energy.
Yeah.
And he gets mad at me because he's like, oh, well, you don't, you know, have that much energy when we go do this and that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. But that's
right.
How you know when you're doing. That's how you know when you are on the right path. That's how you know when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing is when what we're going to call work, in air quotes, what I'm doing now, and it's fun and it energizes you. That's when you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right, yeah.
So,
it's not a job. It's an adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I say let's take a caller. Do we have anybody that wants a reading?
We actually do. And we're going to do that right now. So here we go. Once the computer... All right, caller 702, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
James from Las Vegas, and the weather is slightly overcast with thunderstorms a little bit south of us.
Okay. Hi, James. I'm in your energy, and I love it because before the show, I told Greg, I said, we're going to have a man call in. Normally, most of my reads are women, so I knew we were going to have a man. Okay, as I get into your energy, I love this. And what your team, what I do is I go to your team, and I'm scanning you right now, and they're saying, quit second-guessing yourself. You seem to be doing that a lot, is what your team is telling you. And they want you to go with your gut feeling. Your gut is your compass. your spirit team is saying, follow what how you feel in your gut. If you start to get a sick feeling, if you're in a situation, if you're around people, that is your cue to get out.
Yeah.
You are very intuitive, but you don't realize it until after the fact. They're also talking about your throat chakra, and you do have a hard time expressing emotions. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what spirit is also talking about, we do love animals for you. Now, I don't know if you have an animal, but your guides and your team love if you can have an animal around you. Because you would be a wonderful animal communicator. We'd love for you to be outside a little bit more than what you are. When I get into your home, the energy feels very low to me. Have you been going through your cupboards and your closets and trying to get rid of things? Because your team is saying, get rid of things. You got too much clutter. You have too many things that no longer serve you. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah.
And I have downstairs neighbors with multiple attachments on them. So I stay away from clearing them out. I do a
what
lot
do you
of
mean?
Clearing
What do you
work.
Say, multiple attachments? What are you talking about?
Just negative entities, basically.
Okay.
Around
no,
them.
No, no, no.
I do clearing yeah. work here in Vegas, so I'm pretty...
Okay, thank you. Because I do feel where you live right now, the energy feels very low.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel that, yes.
Mm-hmm. I can, too. And it holds you down. And you think it's you, but, well, you may not think it's you because you understand it's the people below you, because I do feel I'm being pulled down. Which could be
yeah.
the people below you. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So what spirit, what your team wants me to tell you, just keep your light shining. Those people need you right now. Those people downstairs or below you need you. You know, it's like if you walk into a dark room and it's dark outside, if you turn on the light, darkness bows down to it. They keep telling me you're the light. But they keep taking me into your throat chakra.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, I've had some
the
issues
angel,
with my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We would suggest, and this is kind of silly, and we're going to do it anyway, and I've done it several times, and I don't care because we're going to do it because you need this. One way that I have a hard time, to be on a radio show, to be out in public is very difficult for me.
Yeah.
I've been working on opening my throat chakra, and one way to do that is through toning. And how you do that is, I'm going to do it, and you just go, and you keep doing it as long and as loud as you can. And just keep doing, and if you do that and your voice goes, then you know it's just clearing. But when you get a beautiful stream that goes, it'll help to open that throat chakra because it is, and it's not only from this life, it feels like I go down through your father's energy as well. Your father had a hard time expressing emotions as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
There seems to be a discord with you and your father.
To some degree, yeah. And recently I've been, I don't know, I've just been like super dizzy recently and like had some head pressure and I feel like I almost have some kind of like brain trauma from it. Like I might have gotten some kind of mosquito virus or something.
No.
Like.
No, I am no doctor. But what your team is telling me, what is happening to you is you're starting to vibrate higher.
Uh-huh.
Your frequency is starting to vibrate higher. So your team, mm-hmm. your angels, because you've been asking for it, they're coming in and they're helping you. And your physical body, your spiritual body can handle it, but your physical body cannot. So we would suggest you drink a lot more water, and we would suggest that you monitor what you put in sugar. They're trying to say, and this, you know, don't misunderstand me because I have not mastered this in any way because I ate a chocolate sundae last night. But your team is asking you to monitor the sugar that you bring put in your body. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that came to
me
too.
And another thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying. Yes, that came to me as well. I actually was testing my blood sugar for a while because I started getting dizzy and stuff, and I've been kind of like staying away from things like sugar and you know, just things I shouldn't feel like I shouldn't have right now. You know, inflammatory stuff. And
mm-hmm.
acidic stuff, yeah.
If you can go outside, the more that you can go outside barefoot and walk on the ground, Mother Earth will help to release some of this, we're going to call them toxins, out of your body. And we also like if you can touch a tree. Now, that sounds silly. I touch my trees. I talk to my trees. Trees are my messengers, and they are your messengers, too. I don't know if you realize that, but you are an animal communicator, and you can work with the elementals. Do you realize that?
Yes, I do at times. I dabble in many, many things, and I definitely do. I do a lot of clearing work. Like that's the main thing is when people have imprints and like. Some people will get clearings and then the entity won't go away because they have an energetic imprint from past life
mm-hmm.
or multidimensional self or multidimensional past life. And I'm good at finding
mm-hmm.
the roots of all of them and getting the angels and things to uproot the imprints as well as the entities to take them to the light so that, you know, it's a full scale clearing rather than just a surface level one.
Okay, perfect. And we love that about you. Can I cut you off? If not, I'll forget about it because it's not my thought. It's coming from your guides. One thing
yes.
what they're telling me is that when you do this, it is a must. It is a priority. This should be your number one priority, that you have to put you first. And because you see, your energy is dwindling. They're sucking the energy from you, so to speak. You
uh-huh.
need to focus, and I got cold chills, so they confirmed what I'm saying. You have
yeah.
to focus on raising your vibration. You don't have
yeah.
to so much try to analytically. You don't have to go in your mind to try to figure uh-huh. out what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. What your team is, and because you've done a wonderful job, they love that about you. You've got all the analytical information that you need. What your team is telling me to tell you is that to raise your vibration, do it however you can do it. And one thing they're saying is be outside. You have to have more sunlight. You have to go out and put your feet on the ground. Once you do that, it'll raise your vibration. And then they said a lot of the things, you won't even have to say it. People will just be in your presence and they will feel a lift in the vibration. It's time for you to focus on you. You've spent many years, it seems like a long time. They say 2 to 3 years. You've spent a long time on helping others, but it's depleting your energy right now because there's
yeah.
so much energy coming to the universe right now that you have to get a lot of sleep and to try to recalibrate just a bit. Is any of this
yeah.
making sense?
Oh, yes. Yes, it makes perfect sense. It's definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And one last thing for you. Your team is telling me we love, and this is weird. I don't even know. I do not work with, they keep showing me color wheels. They show me a color wheel. So don't be surprised if you start to see colors or learning about colors or color wheels. I feel like we're in this shamanic thing, something about shamans.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to go like this. Feel that? Did you feel how you went right into your core when you heard that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is what is getting ready to unfold for you. These are going to be your next steps, is working with the shaman and the healing. More so, and of course you've been doing it, and you're doing a great job, but they're getting ready to take, you're ready for the next level, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But they said you can't get to the next level until you take care of yourself, and the way you're going to take care of yourself is by, and you've eliminated the sugar, getting outside barefoot, and get out of your head. In your head, you think of the outcome. They're wanting you to get rid of the outcome. When you do that, when you surrender, that is when you're going to catapult.
To the moment. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Good. All right.
Well, great.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. And
yeah, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we love your team and all of my angels as well. And my team says thank you for doing what you do. You are, you know, you put other people before yourself. And we love that.
Yeah.
But now it's time for you to focus on you.
All right.
Thank
great.
Well,
thanks for calling, James.
That. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Right, have a great one.
Thank you, James.
All right, if you guys are liking what you're hearing, remember, you can go to psychicsherry.org, S-H-A-R-I.org, and right there on the landing page, you'll be able to set a time and pick out the length of read that you guys are interested in having from Psychic Sherry. What we're going to do now, we're going to go right down here to area code 469. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, my name is Adele. I'm calling from Texas, and it is pretty cool, kind of nice, muggy. Just had a tremendous amount of rain. Other than that, it's all as well.
Okay. Hi, Adele. I'm just scanning the energy here just a bit.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yay. When I get into your energy, it feels a little bit scattered to me. There's a part of me that wants to tell you that we need a little bit more grounding.
Mm-hmm.
You do tend to, how do we say this? When people say things to you, you really take them to heart. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
people will say things to you and you take it very personable. Personal,
mm-hmm.
like it's an attack almost on you, but they don't really mean it that way, but you twist it around somehow to where it is. You are in what we call the victim mode, and it's a hard place to get out of. You are very giving. You help a lot of people, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you're sick of it. You may not know you're sick of it, but your higher self is telling me to tell you she's sick of it. And it, just like our other caller, it's so funny because birds of a feather flock together, you see, because you're kind of intertwining with my last caller. You're such a doer.
Mm-hmm.
You help so many people. And you get the short straw. Everybody draws
mm-hmm.
a straw, and you hold yours out, and you're like, oh, I'm the short one again, but then you don't care. You keep doing it and doing it. You are a healer. You heal
mm-hmm.
with your words, and you heal with the way you listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you're into the hands-on healing yet, but they say you do come from a starship or a planet where you were a master, of course we all were, but a master healer, and you want to incorporate that here on this earth plane. Are you in some sort of a group where you are with other spiritual beings, where you're healers?
No, they always visit me in my when I'm having an out-of-body experience or in a dream state. They always come and
okay.
kind of gather there. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people do that in meditations as well.
Mm-hmm.
But your higher self, there's a part of you that I'm kind of a loner like you, and I get it. I don't like going to groups there's always somebody in the group I don't like. Okay, that's probably not spiritual, but there's something about being around a bunch of people. It kind of weirds me out. Going to groups, mm-hmm. going to healings, I don't know. But your higher self is telling you or asking you, it's time now to go out and be in a group. They show me a group setting to where people are sitting in a circle. And it seems mm-hmm. to be some sort of a healing center, or we're giving messages to each other. We're doing meditations. It's something spiritual like that, because you've mm-hmm. been a loner long enough. Does this mm-hmm. make sense?
Yes.
You're getting pulled there, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
mm-hmm. It's coming. And when you go there, you will make two new friends, and they are both women. Mm-hmm. But they are vibrating at the same level that you are, because there's a part of you that feels lonely. There's mm-hmm. a part of you that feels like, I don't have that many friends, or I don't have friends that quite understand me. Some of the doors of your friendships are starting to close because you're starting to vibrate higher. So
yes.
you put it out to the universe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
you
did.
Can feel
you
it, can't
so
you?
Correct. Yes, mm-hmm. that's true.
Because you created it. You see, we
mm-hmm.
create our own world.
Mm-hmm.
And your friends are awesome, and we love them. And if you meet them 6 months from now, you'll hug them and say, I love you, I miss you, but we ain't hanging out, you know, because
right.
you don't vibrate with them anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's because you're going to start. They show me two women and possibly one more. I can't tell if it's a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you – and. Not that they're going to be teachers, but they're kind of going to be teachers. They're not really your teachers. They're going to be your friends. And what your team, and I'm getting cold chills everywhere, you must work a lot with angels, because I do feel the angels are coming in and surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
pay attention to when you meet new people. Even if
okay.
they're talking about, even if they're talking about somebody else, even if they're talking about somebody they met in Kroger, blah blah blah, your team is asking you to read between the lines,
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
act as if they're talking to you.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because they're going to be talking, spirit's going to be coming through them. The God, the angels are coming through them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if come directly and say, you need to do this, you need to do that, you kind of shun them away.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to
okay.
pay very close attention to your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of your relationships are going to be mirroring what you need to work on. You are on the what we're going to call the fast track.
Mm-hmm.
You are on a fast track. You know it, don't you?
It's funny you're saying that. I am just so receiving everything you're saying, because I had to go to the, I went to the patent attorney today because I have an invention going on, and I'm waiting for that to come back, and I already know it's going to come back. But God, what source was telling me about 2 months ago, because I'm trying to find all these people to build a team to help me with this stuff, because I don't have any idea about doing this stuff. And source was letting me know that the people that he has for me, I cannot see them. I don't know who they are. He's going to send them to me, so I can't find them. They have to be
mm-hmm.
sent to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on what we
really
call the fast track.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doors of opportunity, things are getting ready to happen for you. And
mm-hmm.
it feels, when I get into your energy, I'm overwhelmed, because you're like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
it's happening. And I thought I was ready, but I'm not really ready, because it's happening so fast, you know?
That is so true.
And, mm-hmm. When you
wow,
feel like
good.
That, it's okay. Just take a step back and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wonderful manifester. You planted these seeds, and now it's coming to you. So everything is working out, and thank you. They just showed me that third person. You know, I said there's two women. The third one
mm-hmm.
is a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay.
So you will have people, oh, boy, you're just filled with, you know what you're doing, right? When you said, I had this vision, I had this invention. Oh,
yeah,
Irene,
I have it,
so
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
okay.
Over there. I'm looking at one of
them. Uh-huh. And it's funny, and not to diminish you in any way. It ain't your idea. You're that
I know,
in tune.
It?
You see, it's awesome because you know what? All of the other extraterrestrial beings, they put all of this stuff out into the universe, and whoever is heightened enough or in tune
enough
grabs it.
Oh my God!
Getting cold chills everywhere, aren't you?
You just put me on a different dimension. Oh my God, that is so true. My goodness, it's all about lining up. It's all about being in tune. You're so right. Nothing belongs to anyone. No, at all. The only thing.
Right.
Oh my God, it is so awesome. You're gonna make me cry.
I am
because
covered
the thing
in
about
goosebumps.
It,
are you?
I am too. I shaved my legs and my hair is already growing out.
I am too. I am covered in goosebumps.
Because it's so funny, because I was telling God, we went on vacation, we went overseas, and we came back, and I was telling my husband, I said, you know, I need some money. I don't know how much it is, but it's a lot, and I really need it. He said, well, what do you need? He said, well, just go to the bank. I said, no, it's not in the bank yet. It's just a lot of money, and I need it. So, you know, make a long story short. So about a month later, I had this freaking vision. I was dreaming, but I was out of body dreaming. And showed me how to make this project, and I made it, and it's like on its way. It's already in the government, sitting on somebody's desk right now. Yes.
Yay. And yay,
so
kudos
to
you.
So I hold on to the part that I saw how it came. It wasn't so much as a manifested project, but I still hold on to it in my womb. I still look at how it happened. That's what my energy is. And every time I see that, I just get so, so overly happy because of it. I saw it. So I'm happy because I saw it. You know, it's like that's where.
And you grabbed
that's
it.
Where my joy
it's,
came.
It's
yes.
For, yeah. It's all out in the universe. It's like.
Wow.
It's like a laser light that goes through all of the. And whoever grabs it and holds on to it is the one that invents it. Now, we're going to just throw this out there because we don't want to trip you up too much.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's going to be another one that's going to come, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's going to be back to back. This is where we said you're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed. Because not only do you have this one, there's another one coming very shortly. And it's okay.
Oh, wow.
Do not worry about the financial resources. Do not worry about that.
Mm-hmm,
all you have to do is ask your guides. It will come to you. Because on this second one, this man that I talked about, there will be a man that will help you and buddy up with you. And pay. He wants 50% of it, but he will pay the resources. And you got nothing invested, but your time, and you will make a lot.
I see
good
it.
For you.
I feel it. I see
I
it.
See
I feel it,
it. Too.
Oh my gosh! And I have your information. And when this is coming, I hope you're still on the air. I need to invest in your business.
Well, you know what?
Wow, this is awesome.
Yeah. You can call me for readings. You know, you can get on psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is Shari. You can call in there and get a reading. I would love to, and you don't even have to call me for a read. I would love to hear how this pans out for you. Well, I already know.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right? This is, oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited for you.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Vibration.
I was so tired before this show. Did you hear me and Greg talking about how I said, I feel so tired? I don't feel tired anymore.
So,
you know what? When
really?
I get off this call, I'm going to re-roof my house because the energy is so awesome.
That's what I'm feeling. Yeah, it's like Vortex has been open and you just kind of raise up there and just put it down where you are. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
I feel that. I so feel it.
I am
wow.
so glad for you because you know what? Guess what? When you succeed, I succeed. You know
exactly.
why? Because we're all one.
I agree. Oh, you're going to make me cry because I know that. I know that without a. I know that with that. That is so true. Oh my gosh.
I know. I love your energy. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You help so,
much, so
many people. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to go sit outside and just listen.
Oh, well, Adele, I'm going to get off here because I think we only have a couple more minutes of our show, but thank you. Thank you for letting me serve you because I'm honored
you.
To talk with you.
Yes, I appreciate you too as well. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you till next time.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
I got
remarkable.
Crazy. It's like I kept thinking we need to do another read, but you know what? No, we don't have time for another read, but you know what? That's all we needed to do. That's all Spirit wanted to do today. Isn't it funny,
right,
before our call, I told you we're going to have a man. I knew we were. That was fun.
Right. That really kind of blew me away, okay? I'm not going to lie, because I was thinking, well, you know, we had a return caller, a friend of ours from New York that we've talked to a couple times, and I thought, okay, well, there's our guy. And I told you, I was like, well, we do have a guy in the queue, but I never in a million years would have guessed that our first caller would have been a man.
And I mean, neither, because I'm telling you, 90%, 95% of our calls are female.
Right.
But I knew there was that our first caller, he needed to hear his team had to say. I knew it because Spirit came through me. Because you know what I do before every, and I am a Reiki master, what I do before every show or every read, I pull in my Reiki masters and my healers, and I do my, you do symbols and stuff, and I infuse, and I put out a prayer that every call that I get, that they get healing.
Right.
So people that listen to what they're getting, they may be like, oh, whatever. But when you hear my callers, they're like, I can't even explain it. Everything resonates. It goes really, really, really deep to the core of these people. And it's not me. It's the team. I call my energy, the guides in.
Right.
So the listeners may not get that depth, but when you get on a call with me, it may not be the words that I say, but the vibration of it is healing because I command that from my team, and they deliver.
Right.
So,
without a doubt. And for you guys that are interested in hearing more from Sherry and you would like a read from her, you can go to psychicsherry.org. And Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. And right there on the landing page, you'll be able to schedule a time for a read and pick out the link to the read that you want right there in the prices section. And also, for you guys listening live here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, smash on that favorite button here on Blog Talk Radio. .com/Sherry Klein. Hit the favorites and you'll be apprised of upcoming shows and information or news that we put out onto the website for you guys, and you'll get that firsthand. Let's see, what else do I got for you? That's pretty much all I had. Wow.
I just love when you say smash on that button. That's just fun.
Smash it.
I don't know why I like that.
When I say smash it, I'm smashing my hand and onto my fist onto my hand, like I'm smashing something. I don't know why I have done it ever since I've said that, started saying that here on the show. It's funny. I don't know.
And
it's intent in the
you
words.
You know what's weird? Did you hear me go like this? I love my rattle. There's something about my rattle. It throws me into such a healing. And I knew that I had to have – I've never done a rattle in all of our shows. My first caller needed that rattle, and I think it really resonated with him.
Right.
So yeah, I love the way Spirit just pulls me into stuff that I don't even know what I'm doing.
Right.
And it's a good thing because I'm going to be honest, I'm not that smart. And that's okay. I contracted that. You know what? I was a Einstein in my last life. I chose to kind of dumb it down, and that plays out good for me because that way Spirit can come through me. Even better, because I'm not in my analytical mind.
Right. Definitely.
So, yeah, I thought it was a fun show.
It was a fun show, and we want to thank everybody for listening to us here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Remember, you can always go back to the blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein page and listen to our past shows as well. They're posted up there on the website. But yes, we are out of time, and tis the end of the show. We want to remind you, though, next week, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Sherry's World will be going live again, and we'll give you guys a chance to call in and get online with Sherry so she can get into your energy and give you the read the Spirit wants you to hear. So with that being said, we want to say goodbye and have a great weekend, and we hope to see you guys next Thursday. And from me, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Greg. Thanks. Thanks, everybody,
bye, Sherry,
for calling in.
Bye.
Bye, Greg.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.